This is WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. And it's Kathy and the chef this morning. And Kathy, see what Terry's got worked up for us this morning.
We do. We have some great recipes for everybody today. And yes, Terry Tucker, our dining services director and chef, is here to share with us. And we are going to start with some baked oatmeal. It sounds good for the cold we've been having.
Yeah.
We lost his microphone there for
lost
a second.
His microphone.
All right.
Let's see. No, we're still not getting
it. Yeah, well, it was there for a second.
Okay.
There we are. Good morning, everyone. We're going to start out with some baked oatmeal. It's 9 servings this should make. We're going to do 3 cups of quick cooking oatmeal, not the instant, but the quick cooking. 1 cup of brown sugar. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, that's optional if you want to put the salt in or not, 1 1/4 cup of skim milk, and 1/2 cup of butter or margarine melted, and then 2 large eggs, slightly beaten. And then you're going to want to have some additional brown sugar and milk for service if you'd like. Or you can also add in dried fruits, raisins, cranberries, cherries, blueberries. They all work well in this. And about 1/2 cup of those added to this will be good. First of all, you gather your ingredients. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And then we're going to mix all of the ingredients, minus the additional brown sugar and milk, until they're combined. So your 3 cups of oatmeal, your 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon of salt if you desire, 1 1/4 cup milk, 1/2 cup of butter, and then the 2 eggs beaten. Once you've mixed that all together, you're going to pour the mixture into a greased 8-inch baking dish. Sorry, a 9-inch would work too. Bake at 350 for 40 to 45 minutes. And then you're going to scoop out each portion into your serving dish or your bowl and pour a splash of milk over each serving, just enough to absorb until the oatmeal is not soupy. And then you can sprinkle it with some brown sugar.
That's a really simple recipe and a great way to have everybody served at the same time, make up a nice, warm, hot breakfast for these cold winter days. And
yeah.
And and healthy, too. You know, yeah. Not a lot in there that's bad for you. So.
And this is the time of year we want to use the oven.
That's right. Use the oven. It helps keep the house just a little bit warmer. So, yeah, great start. So our next recipe is slow cooker chicken noodle soup, and that's another great one for cold weather.
Pretty much any time of the year is great for this soup, but this is definitely the time when the crock pot comes out, and you just want to have that nice hot soup. So this is 6 servings, and the slow cookers do vary out there quite a bit, but this is for about a 5-quart size. And then your liquid amounts, you can kind of change that up depending on how hearty you want your soup to be. So, celery stalks with the leaves. You definitely want to chop the leaves into it. You want to take just that end where it's cut at the top off because that's been exposed to the air. But the leaves and everything else are really good. They do add flavor to the soup. And that is going to be diced 1/4 inch. And you need about 4 celery stalks for that. 4 of the carrots, peeled and diced 1/4 inch. And then 1 large onion, diced 1/4 inch.
And it's important to keep them chopped to similar sizes so that they cook at about the same rate.
Yep.
That's why we want to keep it consistent in the
and
size.
For spoon size. You don't want a huge onion on your spoon because you
right.
won't be able to scoop it out of
the
soup then. So. And then salt as needed. Fresh ground black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon. Chicken, you can use either a whole chicken or cut up, depending on if you want to take care of the bones afterwards. You need about 3 pounds of chicken for it. 1 teaspoon of dried basil. and water or low-sodium chicken stock, about 3 cups plus, depending on how much you want in there. You can also add more of the celery, carrots, onion. It just depends on how hearty you want it to be.
Sure, if you want it a little thicker with the vegetables.
Yeah, if you want more of a stew than a soup, you
can
do that. And then egg noodles, uncooked. I prefer frozen, but the dried are perfectly fine as well. And you need about 16 ounces of that.
So frozen noodles. I've seen the refrigerator sections of noodles in stores, but frozen noodles?
Yep, you can get them. Trying to think of the brand name. I have some in my freezer right now, but I can't think of the brand name.
But they're at all the grocery stores?
I've seen them at Meijer's. No,
okay.
I haven't checked all the grocery stores.
Oh, I've not tried those before. We usually do the dry noodles. So.
Yeah, I do a lot of the dry as well, but I do like the frozen fresh noodle. It's better. Again, you're going to gather your ingredients, and you're going to wash and cut up your vegetables. And you can go ahead and just throw those right into the slow cooker once you've cut them up. Again, the leaves of the celery stalk are great to add flavor, and they're basically turn into herbs when you cook it, so it's not like you're going to have a big celery leaf in your on your spoon. And then you cut up your 3 pounds of chicken meat, and bones can be left in the meat if you choose. Just remember to remove the bones before you serve the soup. And then you add your vegetables, or add to the vegetables in the slow cooker. And sprinkle over your 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, your teaspoon of basil, and salt if you desire, over your ingredients in the slow cooker, and then you add your 3 cups of water or stock over your ingredients.
So it's really simple because you're just going to dump everything right in
there. Throw everything in there.
And then turn it on.
Yep. And then you cook that on low for about 8 to 10 hours or on high for 3 to 4. If you're in more of a hurry, you can do it in about 3 to 4 hours. Just want to stir it every so often just to make sure it's all heating through. And you carefully remove the meat from the slow cooker, if possible, and then remove the bones and or cut up into bite-sized pieces if you haven't done that already.
Now, if you can use chicken breast too, boneless skinless chicken breast,
boneless,
and then you can skip that.
It's
that
the best
part, right?
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, you bet.
While the meat is removed from the soup, you add in your egg noodles, and then you cook those in the stock for about 15 minutes. And then you can also boil them on the stove if you did prefer to do it that way, and then just add as you need to. That is nice if you're going to save the soup. It's better to keep the noodles separate, and you can just add them as you need to. Otherwise, they just totally absorb all the stock, and they become mushy and over time. So
if I don't have to remove the bones from my chicken, do I still need to take it out if I'm going to add the noodles in?
If the chicken's cut up and there's no issues with anything, then you can just leave it right in there.
And then put the
noodles
in there.
And let it simmer till they're done, and you're good to go.
So you'd need a pretty big crock pot if you were going to do a double batch of this, right?
Yeah, and you can make several batches. You can just make a batch, let it cook, and then make another batch and freeze them. It freezes great. I do this soup quite often, actually. This is a very popular soup. So.
Yeah, and if you do that and freeze it, it makes it really nice to have it right there for you to pull out and reheat it and add your noodles, and you're all set.
And then that's great served with some crackers or a nice, hearty, crusty bread.
Okay. That sounds good.
Kathy, why don't you tell them where they can get the recipes in case they didn't get them?
If you would like these recipes, you can call me at 820-7400, 820-7400. You'll get the front desk at Freedom Village and ask for Kathy Blackburn. They'll put you through to my voicemail and just leave me your name and your address, and I will be happy to mail these out to you.
All right.
Okay.
All right, a winter fruit salad with lemon poppy seed dressing. The next one.
This goes great with the soup. If you want to add just a little extra to your dinner, you can have a nice salad to go with it. This is for 12 servings. White sugar or sugar substitute, 1/2 cup. Lemon juice, 1/2 cup. 2 teaspoons of diced onions. 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, optional is of course, 2/3 cup of canola oil, 1 tablespoon of poppy seeds, and then 1 head of romaine lettuce. You're going to wash it, dry it the best you can, and then cut into bite-sized pieces. A trick that I usually do with lettuce is I will wash up the entire head, and like if you're using a regular head and you don't need it all, you'll just throw it in a Ziploc bag, drain it off what you can, and then throw it in the Ziploc bag and leave it in the fridge, and it lasts for about a week as long as you don't cut it with a knife. You can just kind of break off pieces as you need to, and it stays nice and crisp in a Ziploc freezer bag, actually. So, and 4 ounces of shredded Swiss cheese or Monterey Jack cheese would be fine as well. 1 cup of cashews, 1/4 cup of dried cranberries, 1 Gala or Fuji apple, peeled, cored, and diced. And then 1 Bartlett or D'Anjou pear, diced. You're going to gather the ingredients, and in a blender or food processor, you're going to combine 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of onions, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and the salt if you desire. Process that until well blended, and then with the machine running, you're going to add 2/3 cup of oil in a slow and steady stream until combined, and the mixture is thick and smooth. By doing the oil slowly like that, it allows it to let aerate and get mixed in and kind of combine with the other ingredients. So then you're going to add your poppy seeds, and you process it just a couple spins just to get those mixed in, but you don't want to chop them up.
Right? Yeah.
I don't think they would chop too easily because they're pretty small, but you definitely don't want to massacrate them because then you'll just have a black dressing.
Yeah, that wouldn't look too attractive.
In a large serving bowl, you can combine your romaine lettuce, your 4 ounces of shredded cheese, your 1 cup of cashews, 1/4 cup of dried cranberries, the diced apple, and the diced pear. And then you can toss to mix these ingredients, and then pour over your lemon poppy seed dressing and toss to coat.
That sounds really good and healthy, too. You know, yep. There's a little bit of sugar in there, but it's a really healthy recipe and good for you. And like you said, great to add to that chicken noodle soup.
Yep, the winter fruits. And it goes well for a potluck, too, if you're bringing, going to a potluck this time of year. So.
Yeah, and you know, I guess you could always purchase a poppy seed dressing, but it's not as good as if you make it yourself.
Yep. You can always have bragging rights if you make it yourself.
That's true. Make the whole thing. All right. We have a BLT Bliss for our next recipe.
This is just a simple sandwich that I saw that it's just for one serving, but it can be doubled, tripled, quadrupled, whatever, however many people you'd like to serve it for. It requires 2 slices of whole grain bread, 1 ounce of turkey bacon, about 2 or 3 slices is fine, and that's cooked. 2 lettuce leaves, romaine or leaf. If you just take one of your romaine leaves away from the other recipe, it won't hurt. 2 slices of tomato. And 1/4 of an avocado sliced. Nice fresh avocado. 1 tablespoon of mayonnaise. And 1 medium apple. Sliced. Gather your ingredients. Place your 2 slices of whole grain bread on the counter or cutting board. You can toast it if you desire. And then you're going to spread 1 tablespoon of mayo on both sides of the bread. You layer your 1 ounce of turkey bacon, 2 lettuce leaves, 2 slices of tomato, your avocado slices, all on one side of the bread. And then you cover with a 2nd piece of bread and serve with your apple slices. Makes a great garnish and a nice treat. And
oh, so we're not going to put the apple on the sandwich.
Nope.
It's on the side.
You could.
Yeah. So how do we keep that avocado from turning brown? I know when we talked about guacamole before, you said put the pit into the guacamole to keep it from turning brown. But if we're cutting it, what do we do to try to keep it from turning brown?
This you'll want to serve up right away. If you're going to save some of the avocado, leave the pit in the other half. You might just have to come up with something convenient to use the other 1/4 of the avocado in that day. So
sure.
The better you use it, the fresher, when it's fresh and cut, it's good. So.
All right.
Okay, let's take time out for a weather word here. And the weather word is brought to you by the Farmhouse Restaurant, with 13 delicious meals under $10. And the forecast is for rain showers today, changing over to snow showers, steady to slowly falling temperatures. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 26, and tomorrow, snow showers with a high of 32. Wednesday, windy with a few snow showers possible and a high of 23. And right now, we're looking at 42 degrees here in the Tulip City.
All right. So if you are not getting all of the ingredients for these recipes, you can call me at Freedom Village at 820-7400. That'll get our front desk. Ask for Kathy Blackburn. You can either ask me to call you back for the information that we're giving out today, or I'd be happy to put this all onto 4x6 recipe cards and mail it out. And I think that I'm all caught up. I was a little behind on a few people, so I apologize for that. But I think I'm all caught up with our recipes out there, so people should be having them.
We'll get some calls in today then.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, our next recipe is bell peppers with shrimp and coconut rice.
Oh, boy, this sounds like a fancy one.
It does.
But it's really not. It's the same as a stuffed pepper, so it's just kind of it's a shrimp instead of the ground beef. So this is for 4 servings, and we're going to start out with 4 teaspoons of canola oil, 1 tablespoon of fresh ginger chopped, 4 teaspoons of chopped garlic, 1 cup of jasmine rice, rinsed and drained. Jasmine is nice. You can also use white rice if you need to. You could use brown rice. Brown rice cooks longer.
Do you
longer.
Find jasmine rice right next to the regular rice?
Jasmine rice I usually find in the Oriental section, in the ethnic sections of the stores. So I usually buy it very big in bulk. I get like a 3-pound bag, and it lasts for a long time. So 3/4 cup of light coconut milk. Water as needed, 1 teaspoon of lemon zest, finely grated, 1 teaspoon of sugar or sugar substitute, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, again optional, 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, 1 pound of medium shrimp, thawed if they're frozen, and you want to make sure that they're peeled and deveined. 4 each medium red bell peppers. 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice. 1/4 cup of fresh basil, chopped. And 1/3 cup of unsalted cashews, roasted and then roughly chopped. That way, most of these recipes all kind of combine ingredients, so you only have to buy one thing of cashews. You don't have to buy several.
That's right. So when you're grocery shopping and making all these recipes in the upcoming weeks, you can just have it all right there for yourself.
Exactly. Again, we're going to gather the ingredients, heat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large pot, we're going to bring about 8 inches of water to a low boil. You're going to cut off the top third of each of the bell pepper and reserve that. You're going to remove the ribs and the seeds of the peppers and then discard those. Place the peppers and the tops of the peppers in the water and boil until soft, about 5 minutes. Remove from the water and place upside down on your paper towel, on a paper towel lined plate, to cool off a little bit and drain. We're going to heat 4 teaspoons of oil in a medium pan over medium heat. Add 1 tablespoon of ginger and 4 teaspoons of garlic, and you're going to cook that for about a minute. Add 1 cup of jasmine rice and brown up for about 2 minutes in the pan. Add 3/4 cup of the light coconut milk, 1 1/4 cups of water, 1 teaspoon of lime zest, 1 teaspoon of sugar, and salt if desired. And then also the 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. You're going to bring this to a low boil. You're going to stir it and then cover it. Reduce the heat and simmer for about 10 minutes. Just to get that liquid into the rice. Then we're going to stir in 1 pound of shrimp. And then cover and cook until the shrimp are opaque. About 5 minutes usually takes for that. Remove from the heat. Stir in 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice. And 1/4 cup of fresh basil. And 1/3 cup of chopped unsalted cashews. You're going to place the peppers open side up in a greased baking dish with tops alongside of each pepper. You're going to stuff the peppers with the rice mixture and then add 1 inch of water to the bottom of the dish just to kind of, when you cook them, it'll steam them a little bit longer. Cook everything through. Cover with foil and bake at 350 until warm, about 140 degrees, approximately 15 minutes.
So a few more steps to that one. Now, when we were getting the ingredients off, the water said as needed, but then in the recipe we said 1 1/4 cup of water. So
yep.
If you want to put down 1 1/4 cups for the water, and then obviously the little bit of water yep. to at the base of the pan.
Yep, you'll need that, and the 8 inches of water in
yep.
the beginning. So that's lots of different...
Lots of different water things there. But, yeah, that sounds really good. A different twist on those,
yeah,
those stuffed
yeah.
peppers. So if you
the
are a...
And the jasmine yeah, rice will be
if
nice.
You are a seafood lover, this is a great way to take a twist on that.
Yeah.
All right. Our next recipe is slow cooker country ribs.
Yeah.
This is one that my family likes.
Yeah. This is one that I think most of this area would like.
That's right.
4 servings on this one. And we're going to start out with 4 large boneless country style ribs. Salt as needed and fresh ground black pepper as needed. 2 each of the medium onions. 1/4 cup of barbecue sauce, or we're going to give you a recipe so you can make your own.
So it says 1/2 cup, not 1/4 cup.
Yeah, no, this
so
is going to be, oh, sorry.
Half a cup of barbecue sauce. So.
1/2 cup of barbecue sauce, or this recipe for your own barbecue sauce. It's going to start out with 1/2 cup of ketchup. 1 tablespoon of prepared mustard. 1 teaspoon of molasses or honey. 1 teaspoon of chili powder and or garlic powder. And then 1/2 cup of water, or if you choose to, you can use beer. And then 1 teaspoon of cornstarch. That's optional for thickening. And we're going to start out again gathering the ingredients. You're going to chop your 2 onions and then spread them in the bottom of the slow cooker. Remove any large areas of fat from the 4 country-style ribs. Those usually do have a good amount of fat on them. That's kind of why people like to eat them, because they're nice and moist and they cook down. But we want to get a little bit of that excess off. Sprinkle those with salt and pepper as needed, and you can place the ribs right on top of the onions in your slow cooker. Then we're going to mix 1/2 cup of the purchased barbecue sauce or the 1/2 cup of your own, the homemade barbecue sauce. And then you're going to mix that with 1/2 cup of your water or beer. And, sorry, I have to skip a little bit there.
That's all right.
Pour sauce over the ribs and your onions in the slow cooker. And cook on high for 4 to 5 hours, or on low for 8 to 10, until the meat is tender. And you want to lift the meat and the onions out of the slow cooker with a spatula. And then you're going to pour the liquid into a narrow glass or jar. A little mason jar works perfect for this, if you have one around. And you let it stand for about 1 to 2 minutes, and then you can spoon off the excess fat that rises up to the top. That way you're not adding that into the sauce. And you can then add your cornstarch into that sauce with a little bit of cold water, and that will thicken it up if you'd like.
That's a great recipe, served with potatoes, mashed potatoes, or with rice. It's a really great for those cold winter days.
Another great thing to put over jasmine rice.
Absolutely. Can do that again. All right, and our last recipe today is just a fun one for those cold days. It's Cocoa Delight.
Yeah, this I thought this when I looked it up was a hot cocoa version, but it actually is a cold cocoa, but you could definitely warm it up slowly in the microwave if you were careful with it. This one has got a little bit different ingredients. That's kind of why I threw this one in there. It calls for 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon for garnish of unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 cup of frozen pitted black cherries, 1 cup of kale, roughly chopped. That's the trick ingredient in there. So you get some health out of having a little bit of cocoa as
well.
Yeah,
make it healthy in there, huh?
Sneak that in when no one's looking. So. And 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar or sugar substitute. You're going to gather your ingredients, place them all in a blender, and pulse until smooth. And then you pour it into a clear glass and sprinkle with a little extra cocoa powder. And again, serve cold, or if you're willing, you can try to warm it up a little bit in the microwave. And just some helpful tips. Chocolate has flavonoid antioxidants that can improve mood, increase blood flow to the brain, and even lower the risk of stroke. So you make sure when you're buying your cocoa, you're buying a variety that contains 70% or more of the chocolate. Dark chocolate is also an excellent source of minerals such as iron, magnesium, copper, and zinc.
So kale is one of those ingredients we hear a lot about lately, kale chips and some of those sorts of things. But we're not going to, the kale is just going to be the raw kale. So
yep.
It's going to be like a lettuce kind
yep.
of a
But once you it. Chop it up, you won't even notice it and it'll be great. You'll taste the chocolate, you'll taste the cherries.
And put it in there. So yep. if you are needing more of those deep green leafy vegetables, here's a way to try to get that in there for you, right?
Sneak it in when no one's looking.
Great for you. Chocolate it comes from a bean, which
right.
grows on plants. So you're actually eating a salad when you eat chocolate.
There you go.
I like that.
Well, use
I can use that all the time. That is so good. Unfortunately, dark chocolate is not my favorite. I really like the milk chocolate, which is not as good for you. But,
I like the dark.
It is one of those things. But if you would like any of these recipes, we went through a lot of them today. You can call me at 820-7400. You'll get the front desk at Freedom Village, 820-7400. Ask for Kathy Blackburn. They'll put you through to my cell phone, and if I can't get to you to answer it, leave your name, your address, and what recipes you would like me to give to you. Otherwise, I'll send all of them to you if you do just leave your name.
It may take a little time, but she will get to
I will get them to you. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being here this morning, and I'll be back after news and weather with more Talk of the Town.
Thank you so much.